Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People listen every day for this moment, for this weekly, daily reminder that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you feel the same way, then DFH Company is definitely the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Inquire about their Mitsubishi Mini Split for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home, just like the one we have at the studio and use on a daily basis. Also, Mitsubishi is offering a $500 rebate on its multi-zone systems through June. 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Well, we took a week off, but now we're back. And after watching some boxing last night, I heard DraftKings a lot on there. So we're back, and we got some new stuff. So DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but also America's top-rated sportsbook. I love using DraftKings Sportsbook. It is easy to navigate and has plenty of instructions for new bettors and nearly limitless ways to get in on all the action. My friends and family have been loving DraftKings Sportsbook, and I know you will too. Listen, this is a great offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in site credits. Don't that sound fun? You want $100 in site credits, Brian?
Who doesn't?
Okay. That's right. Pick any basketball team that's still in contention, bet $1, and if that team wins, you'll win $100 in site credits. Don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook also offers great odds and promotions on baseball, hockey, and so much more all week long. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code WLCO when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game, and if they do, you'll claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code WLCO for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Indiana only, new customers only, wagers paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Steve says elephant in the room. Marcus Maben says elephants in the room. The only difference is the plural. I said I am opening a school. I misspoke by saying school. I didn't misspeak at the time, but I thought I should be a little more clear about this. I am opening a re-education program, a program to provide some rehabilitation.
Okay.
So either we're going to call it I don't know if I want to call it a rehabilitation clinic, a rehabilitation camp, and an educational camp. But something has to be done. I don't know if it's for the rehabilitation camp for the fan.
Okay.
And I'm going to rehab a certain person, and he's going to be the counselor of my camp. You know how, like, you get somebody back on the right path, mm-hmm, to success, and they become your best, you know, counselor at the camp?
Sure.
I'm going to tell you. My fan rehabilitation clinic My number one counselor is going to be Perrin Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to Drew's response this morning to the basketball video. Okay. Right? I was listening to Drew. Drew was excited about it, right?
Right.
It's opening the floor for excitement on the Louisville basketball video and the intimacy of it, and the, you know, and the fans needed this. Brian, can you please play Perrin's opinion on the video?
I like the video, but I don't want to like the video. And I'm going to tell you why.
Wait,
the video is great.
Pause it. Start over and pause it.
I like the video.
I want you to listen to Diener in the background go, what? Like, he's even shocked. Like, there is no way that you don't enjoy this video. Being who you are, Perrin, mm-hmm. former player, fan, mm-hmm. we got to listen to Luke on it, got to listen to Blake and Baker on it.
Right.
Like, all that good stuff.
Right.
It took Drew Diener back. Okay. To hear this response.
I like the video, but I don't want to like the video.
What?
And I'm going to tell you. I like the video, but I don't want to like the video.
What?
And I'm going to tell you why. The video's great. And the video's great for me. It resonates with me because, like, anybody that played basketball will tell you, the best time when you're playing basketball is the summertime. Well, even when high school, when you're playing basketball, you're playing basketball in the summertime with your teammates. You play in the local tournaments. You're getting better. You're lifting weights. You're playing AAU ball as well. It's a good blend. It's, you know, you're out of school. You're hanging out. You're working out. It's fun. The reason why I do not want to like the video is this series of videos that they're going to do is going to make me fall in love with this team. And I'm gonna, right? No, hear me out. Hear me out.
Okay.
And then I'm going to be so excited for basketball season. Stay with me.
Okay.
And then the AARP is going to come out with some crap.
IARP.
And I'm going to be
angry. The AARP comes in, we got problems.
The AARP is going to come and get all these guys. They're all 20 and 19.
Yeah.
Sorry. So, but, you know, the thing about it is, the reason why I say I don't want to like the videos because I knew when you fall in love with something, something bad always comes.
Where I stopped it.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
This is your school, so this is it's up to you. I'm listening. Okay.
No, you didn't do that on video release day. The reason that I say a school is because there's people who really say things like that, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what good you give them, mm-hmm. they say, I don't want to like it.
Right.
Because whenever I feel good, something bad's gonna happen. Perrin, sometimes Ethan, are gonna be my school counselors. Y'all need fan rehab. Because if you're gonna carry this with you, how are you gonna be a functional human being? A functional sports fan? If you get a video that... quote, resonates with you being a former player. This video resonates with you. The summertime, the really getting better and all that good stuff and hanging out resonates with you. And the moment you fall in love with this team, the IARP
mm-hmm.
is going to come crashing it all down.
Yeah.
According to that logic, you are literally incapable of being happy.
Okay, but do you think, and by the way, let me throw this in there. Hey, Pops Enoch, I just saw that last text in. That's great. That's great news. It's great news. So appreciate that little nugget, man. But anyways, how much of the fan base do you think feels like that, though? I mean,
my school will not close until there are no fans that think like that.
Do you think a lot of?
I think too many, and God knows if they listen to that this morning.
I don't think majority feel that way.
Okay, 35%.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We got to get that number down to herd immunity, Steve. We have to get that number down to 15%.
Yeah.
I can't have that echo chamber on my airwaves after an awesome video. So, Parrot, today starts. You are the first official student or patient or student, whatever you want to call it. If this is a rehab facility, you're the clinical trial and the patient.
Yeah.
Parrot, don't do that. Don't talk about IARP when we're talking about great videos coming out the Louisville basketball department. Don't do that. Fan, if you know what this reminds me of? I've told you this before, Steve. It's one of my crutches, my relationship crutches. Mm-hmm. My relationship crutch. And I encourage people to use this if you can. You may be too far into your relationship where you get tactically outmaneuvered on this move. But if you have the opportunity to reestablish a rule in your relationship.
Yeah.
Sweetheart, if I come to you, this is me, okay, in a hypothetical conversation.
That's what I'm going
to
tell Charity when I go home. So,
sweetheart.
Okay, sweetheart.
If I bring an issue to you.
Is sweetheart okay?
Yes.
Okay. Sweetheart.
Sweetheart.
If I bring an issue to you.
We're talking about this issue.
This is the issue we're talking about.
This is the issue on the table.
Okay.
Now.
Should I use.
Yes.
Should
you,
I do this?
Yes.
You, okay.
No, don't lift up your fingers.
Okay. So should I just keep my hands by my side?
Yeah, because the fingers is almost I'm educating you and almost a threatening gesture.
All right. Tell me out. Sweetheart.
No, hold the fingers up. Okay. Because that lets you know how serious you are.
There you go. Sweetheart, if I bring an issue to you. That I have with you.
This is not the forum.
This is not the forum.
To you.
Wait a minute. Hang on. This is not the forum or this is not the forum.
This is not
the
forum.
This is not the forum.
No, no, no. This is not the forum.
This is not the forum.
For you. To in return. Bring up an issue with me.
To bring up an issue with me. Or bring an issue with me.
Bring an issue with me.
To bring an issue with me.
Does that make sense?
I like
because
that.
Because.
Okay. Am I, is that it? Or am I
no, no. Okay. Now, yeah, now we're outside of hypothetical.
All right.
But you
and while I'm at it,
those pancakes were dry. Okay. No, but you understand what I'm saying?
All right. I like it.
Because it's one of the worst things you can do is not give me the floor to say something to you without just turning into something I did wrong.
I kind of joked around and stepped on that a little bit, but like I get you, you understand.
Yeah, because it's like, listen, we need to finish this conversation, finish my issue, let it get addressed or not get addressed or whatever. Listen, maybe I lose, but I've got it out.
Texter says you're gonna get me divorced.
Just don't yell.
Oh, it's not just the texter. Pop Sinox said you're going to get me divorced.
No, but listen, again, hey, you can bring an issue up with me at a, you know, hey, let's have an hour before.
You are right.
This needs to be a separate conversation because if it goes like that every time, Steve, you're not going to bring up an issue because I know that means it's going to turn back around on me every time I voice my issue or my complaint. Hmm. So we have to listen. And if you had this issue and you didn't bring it to me beforehand, then it's your fault. You didn't bring this issue to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, again, it's the reason me and my exes are all, you know, good, get along, or, you know, I never got trashed or anything.
Right.
Too bad. But you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what I feel about this basketball relationship as a fan. Today, we're talking about a good video and getting to know the players, a good thing. If you're going to bring an issue about IARP and Cloud every time I bring up something good about recruiting, every time I, you know, then you're never going to be happy. You're always going to know everything's going to be followed up with a negative feeling, a negative spin to it. So that is lesson number one in fan rehabilitation. You don't mix IARP with positive vibes, because it cancels anything positive you're going to have in your basketball life.
Yeah.
For starters.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. Yeah.
Now, that was one issue.
Okay.
Now, we're going to separate the issue and go to a different issue. Brian Hall, let's go to that other issue real quick.
He got Blankenbaker's on there. No Maven voice on there.
You heard one drop of Ennis in there, I believe.
A drop of Ennis in there. Yeah. I know Maven's going to be like, I can't get no love. I'm not. This guy.
Maven's got the pom-poms all the time. You would think he'd be able to get in there.
I thought he would.
I bet they make the next one.
Or Rummage. Rummage, too. I think Rummage is up there, too. Because, you're talking about the two biggest guys with that.
Oh, there's no bigger supporters of the program.
That makes a lot of sense.
Rummage and Maven, who are on 93.9 from 10 to noon.
Yes.
It's also the same time. Issel and Pratt are on ESPN 680.
I love how you're going to just give off the show schedule. So great.
Well, because apparently if I mention one, I have to now mention the other, or I'm going to be made fun of at 5:30 on Friday.
Okay. There was a lot there.
Okay. Elephant number one.
We'll say, where do we start here?
Process.
I was going to say, I think I start with process.
Brian? Go back to that process stuff.
Maven's got the pom-poms all the time.
Get my name in that. Don't do it with just the pom-pom. Get that
I
name.
I can't get no love. I'm not. This got to be coming.
Maven's got the pom-poms all the time. You would think he'd be able to get in there.
So, since when did process think he can get that mouthy?
One more time, bro.
How about that?
I can't get no love. I'm not. This got to be
coming. Maven's got the pom-poms all the time. You would think he'd be able to get in there.
Who does this little jackass think he's talking to?
I thought we were cool with process.
What does he know about anything, Steve?
Man.
Other than pro football, which he knows.
He knows very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell does he know about any? What does he know about college sports? What does he know about anything? Maven's got the pom-pom? That's one. That's your one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's your one process.
That's fair. I think that's fair, yeah. Hey.
So, okay, so I'm... Yeah. As my consigliere,
yeah.
You're saying, you agree, that's one.
Yeah.
That's one.
Right.
I don't even know. I don't... You might have overstepped your one with that one.
Yeah, that was close. That was close. If I didn't like him so much, I think... I would say, nah, dude, I'd go ahead and take that one down. But
be careful.
I like him. I think when he's off the air and on the air, I think he's great on the air. And I think when he's off the air, I enjoy him as well.
I've been nothing but complimentary to his ability and his wit.
We take up for him quite a bit. He does a good job.
We could have let him crap talk his way out of a job a couple of times. Process? I'm not the one that you want to.
That was rough.
You
want
to throw this slick stuff to?
That was rough.
And I don't know who's putting this battery in your back.
That was rough.
Y'all hear this, right? So I want everybody to know this, because the other thing I hate, Steve, I hate it since I was a kid. Y'all saw that kid picking at me all year long.
Mm-hmm.
And when I beat the hell out of him in front of everybody, you know, all them girls in that gym class was like, I can't believe you did that.
Yeah.
What? Y'all saw him. Y'all been listening to him run his mouth about me all year long. I just finally pulverized him in front of everybody.
Yeah.
You could have stopped at the beginning. No. No, he had it coming. Y'all feeling sorry for him for?
I know.
He asked for that. That made me sick. Right?
I know.
So what I don't want to happen is when I start unleashing on some of these dudes, stop. Don't call me a bully.
Mm-hmm.
And people who hear people calling me a bully, you better defend me. You better say Marcus wasn't always like this.
I remember when he was a nice guy.
Right?
Yeah.
Y'all remember these moments.
Mitch wanted to take this moment to say he would never say that about us.
Mitch is back. The term Mitching is dead.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't be processing. If you're processing,
you pushing it.
We know what processing is now.
Yeah. Okay.
We're replacing Mitching with processing.
So that's one.
Yeah.
Okay. Elephant number two.
Okay.
Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Blake and Baker.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe an Ennis clip or something. I think Drew said that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know your feelings before I talk about mine.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I have made one of these, right? One time. So I'm not as harsh on it. I'm going to go deeper than this, though. I'm going to go deeper than the videos. I do think. Now, this is me talking to my university. Okay? And I know you guys are listening because we get texts, good and bad, when something happens. I sometimes wonder, and I hope they do, and I look, I love my school. I love my university. Always will. Nothing's going to shake that. I'm going to be a Louisville fan till the day I die, right? But I wonder sometimes if they know what we've done for them.
As far as, do they take us for granted?
If they take us for granted. Because if me and you didn't exist, and there are times that me and you, we say, I don't think we necessarily like ignore something that's happened. But a lot of times me and you come in here and we say, okay, this is bad. But every other show is going to talk about how bad it is. We're going to not say it's not bad, but I'm going to at least give you a alternate perspective, okay, on what we can do for this.
But we live like that, so it's not like it's just a radio thing. Yeah. Like when crappy stuff happens outside of this studio,
outside of sports,
yeah. And you and I talk about something bad that happened. You know what I will say? I will say, dude, at least you found out about that now, and you didn't have to wait till this, because then it would have been worse for this. And I bring that exact same energy to my perspectives on Louisville sports. So,
right.
So just to clean up what you're saying, I'm not ignoring it, but we instantly go from bad to okay, fix it, figure it out. What's the
And that's not me. Like that's not even me doing I don't like the coverage. Like okay, sometimes things happen, and I understand why every other show and every other publication is going to say, we're just going to talk about it's a bad thing. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about it. Okay, cool. Like, I get that. And we come in and we.
But I still think there's an obligation for them to cover the good part of it, too.
I don't think media plays fair. Right. Especially and in a local
that's
college
why I'm starting. But that's why I'm starting a rehab clinic anyway. So go ahead.
So I'm like, now, the video in itself, I'm like, okay, that's fine. Like, you don't have to use my voice. That's fine. Cool. But, and I don't mind Luke and Blankenbaker. Actually, I'd rather hear Luke and Blankenbaker than what they usually
use. That's one point.
So it's, they would use a lock. And I love, we're big Lachlan fans. Like, I love them. I'm like, I don't need, that's the last voice I need to hear in my U of L hype video, right? Mm. You know, and then there's other voices. Then I'm like, okay, all right, whatever. But it's like, through Scandal 1, Scandal 2, you know, I don't want to say Scandal, through NCAA 1, yep. NCAA 2, losing seasons, through, I'm like, I would just like y'all to remember, imagine a world. Like go back and do the Christmas Carol.
Yeah, right.
That Steve and Marcus aren't. In the media. Like, that's what I'd like to go there and say. I'd say, so, like,
I feel like we held
together.
And
we don't ask for a lot. We don't ask for a lot. You know, like, we don't call and say, hey, we want this guy. We want to do this. We want to do this. Like, no, we just love the program. Like, we're just here for the program. Like, you know. But I'm like, look, I just want to make sure that, and again, this is me coming from past I'm just, you know, look, because I do. I love what I do. But, like, this is me, like, y'all, like, just, I just want to make sure that we appreciate each other at the same level here. Because if Stephen Marcus ever decided, okay. Okay.
Anarchy.
Yeah. Okay. We're just going to cover it. Well, you want us to cover it like that? That's how we're going to cover it. I mean, that would be bad news. Be bad news. I feel like we are a lone swordsman sometimes, even against with the fan base. Like, and we take it. We take the brunt. I read the text. It's like, yeah, this and that. Okay, all right, but just hear me out.
They come back around.
Yeah, but you're going to come back around eventually, and I understand that, you know, but.
Doesn't make it easy sometimes, though.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Marcus Maben, OG Maben. This is OG Maben for a minute. Because I know everybody's wondering. Parent put it out there. Dean in process. Maben's voice is not on it. You know what that is? That is what a smart department knows. Why they don't put Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage's voice. Brian Hall, can you look up the definition of redundancy and read it, please? It might be the word that I want to use. I want to make sure.
Okay.
Okay, redundancy is the state of being not or no longer needed or useful.
Well, I hate that definition. What? Is there another one?
That's terrible. That's
the state of being no longer employed because there is no more work available.
Well,
maybe I never knew what it meant. Actually, now that I think about it.
Well, we're going to have to go find another word. It's
the inclusion of extra components which are not strictly necessary to functioning in case of failure in other competence.
Whew. Well, that one backfired on me. So, Steve, but I'll keep on going with this. You'll see how I mean it when I want to use that word.
Okay.
So, the basketball office, the football office, the offices. The reason that they do not use Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage's voices for the most part is because if I'm on that video, everybody from the video remembers when we said what we said. Mm-hmm. Now, this is going to sound extremely arrogant. You catch Luke, you know, sometimes, you know, because he's not an everyday person. Mm-hmm. Catch Blake and Baker, sometimes he's not an everyday person. Anybody who's going to enjoy this video has spent 2 hours listening to us pretty much every day for the last 4 years.
Right. I would agree with that.
Our voices do not need to be echoed on the video because they already listen to us from start to finish. Mm-hmm. This target audience of my Louisville fans listen to Maben, Rummage, then we watch the video. I don't need the same thing Maybe Rummage just said on the show to be on my video. So I'm perfectly like, I don't want to hear myself on that video. You know what I'm saying? I want to listen to them put together something without me and me break it down extremely different. So there was not even, you and I both know people who die for the credit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That, you know, they're missing out on the process. You know what I'm saying? They make mistakes because they're dying to get to the credit part of it. Mm-hmm. You know people like that. I know people like that.
Sure.
And we see the downfall in that logic. There's absolutely no thirst for me to be on the video.
No, that's what I was saying. The video in itself is not a – that's why I said
– Now, I did want to get on that opener. I did want to get on that board in the Yum Center.
That's all I'm saying. I did take my...
Shamefully.
And you was.
I wanted to be in the intro, Steve.
They added you in.
Is that probably the only time I ever begged for something and it got answered, Steve?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. That's what I was saying. I was like, look, for me, it's not the video or the video. For me, I was like, look, I just wanted to use that open form just as like, come on now.
Yeah. So I don't feel like they love me any less by not putting me on the. And when I was listening to it, I'm like, yeah, this is just episode one. Like,
oh yeah, no, I loved Blink Baker and Luke and Dennis. They did a great job on there.
Save me till we bust Duke and send Coach K out here the right way.
Yeah, get Steve.
Yeah,
well, and that's true. Nobody. You imagine watching a video and just hear my voice and you calling them babies and love you guys.
No, I'll give you something to listen to once we bust somebody.
Yeah, yeah, right, right.
When we bust Gonzaga in that tournament.
Right. Right.
Then I need my voice.
Yeah. Then we'll play that. I know we're about to take a break here in a second.
Let's go ahead and do that.
So when we come back, there was more for the basketball team this weekend than just a video.
By the way.
So we'll chat about that.
Maybe I owe a little bit of apology. I made a joke about Kentucky, and I saw something that kind of egg on my face a little bit. Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maven on 99 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Let me give you one more reminder. This will be probably my last opportunity. Pass this information along, please. Atria Job Fair, Louisville, the Louisville Marriott East, 1903 Embassy Square Boulevard, 40299, right off Hertzbourne Parkway and I-64. Job Fair, 11 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock. You can actually go to Atria, A-T-R-I-A, careers.com. And you can go right to the apply. You can go to the scheduling. You can have all that information already in their system. Again, you do want to remember competitive wages for sure because they are hiring instantly. Annual merit increases, health insurance, 401k retirement plans, complimentary meals, training and growth opportunities. At the very least, it's worth your time, worth a stop by. COVID safety protocols are in play. So Atria, A-T-R-I-A, Job Fair in Louisville, Kentucky. So like I said, you can pass that, keep it for yourself or pass it along to anybody that you know is actively searching for a job. I'm listening, Steve.
Well, let me remind people of a few things, too. let's see. Well, you can catch the Cincinnati Reds here on ESPN Louisville. Unfortunately, we don't get to play the Cardinals again, so we can't beat them again. but if you want to listen to them, hopefully beat some other teams. Tuesday will be the Brewers in Cincinnati at 640 on ESPN 680. Wednesday will be the Brewers in Cincinnati at 640 on ESPN 680. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're going to have a series against the Rockies. All will be here on ESPN 680. You can catch all that. Also, CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians nationwide. Work on cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
So, Steve, what else from the weekend kind of has you excited as far as the Louisville basketball department?
Well, sorry, I was just sitting in that talking. doing a little chat. Well, how about this one? Over the weekend, a couple of unofficial visits for the University of Louisville, one being...
Unofficial visits.
One being a local, Caleb Glenn from Mail. We talked about
him. You mean Caleb?
Yeah, me and Brian chatted a lot about him on Friday. And actually, he is back in town today. Well, I'll say back in town.
No, I was going to say right.
Back on campus today.
Really?
Yeah, I think the way I understand it, maybe moms wasn't able to make it on Saturday.
Oh, so no.
Making it in today.
Does moms know like what we do here at 93.9? Like, does she know that she's instantly going to be a part of the show?
Oh, yeah.
All I got to say is it's a pretty good sign if mom couldn't make it and Caleb's like, hey, I need you to make it, so let's go back and do it again.
Go back and do it again on Monday. So that was a... That
I've got to get my... I tried, y'all. I tried. I ordered the camera. They pump faked me. Now, I'm not going to blame them. They pump faked me on the camera. They made it look exactly like a Logitech C35 or whatever the number is.
Sorry, I got you.
It looked like a spitting image of the Logitech C930, and it wasn't a C930. It was a logical
yeah.
C980, right? So they pump faked me real good on Amazon. That web camera had the most choppy, crappy FPS you ever seen in your life. I'm sorry. So you just have to bear with us. I'm working on it so I can get the window camera. It's going to be awesome on the YouTube channel. Just trust me on that one. So don't – sorry about that.
So, yeah, so Caleb Glenn was in town or on campus, and that was a good weekend. And also they had Caleb Foster, who is a four-star point guard from Oak Hill, 6'3". So that didn't hurt as well. Apparently he loved it. So it's nice getting those guys back on campus.
And I need the weather to cooperate a little better. I'm seeing they're trying to break through, but we got these football kids on campus. And
yeah.
I just.
Well, that was the other thing I was going to say. Camp season is back.
Yeah, weather matters too.
I know.
Man.
The football team, though, they had a good camp this weekend. Had some guys that could really spin it. Quarterbacks, too. The Parson kid from Tennessee. I think he's legit. I saw and I'll just be honest, Malik Cunningham tweeted about him, and so I was like, well, let me check this kid out, watch some film on him, man. He can do his thing, man. So it was nice seeing them kind of getting back in action. It's also nice when you have a little chat, you know, and you're like, hey, well, maybe we could talk to this guy one day, and he's like, oh yeah, well, you know, he's taking care of a. Official, and he'll get back with you. Yeah. Oh, hey, look, I say, by all means,
yeah, right.
Finish that up.
Right.
And then we'll, but yeah, so over the next couple weeks, a couple things to be on the lookout for. The basketball team is going to dip into the transfer portal, it looks like, one more time. And the football team will probably be landing a DB and a receiver at some point. That's not me with inside knowledge. That's just. The guys, I think they're going to go after a DB and a wide receiver is pretty much the consensus there that they're going to add to next year's team as well. So, a lot going on, man. A lot going on.
So, well, to stick to football, there's been this crazy wave of excitement, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't understand it. Like, this is why I know more about football than most people. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not proud of this. But if anybody with a brain thinks that Dez Fitzpatrick is going to give up his spot to Julio Jones,
mm-hmm.
they are out of their mind. Why would you bring Julio Jones in there? Don't they know Dez got that spot on lock?
Yeah, it's kind of like, I mean, don't y'all know who they just drafted?
Poor Dez.
Dez actually, I mean, we're kidding around.
We're kidding.
It's actually a good situation for Dez.
Right. Yeah. Just you're going to in room work ethic.
AJ Brown and Julio Jones there. And I think Dez is going to get a lot of run there at the 2-3 spot behind either at the, you know, behind one of those guys or you know, alongside those
Julio's
guys.
Julio's not the most durable so far. He might have been.
Right.
Been,
I was going to say, yeah.
He might have been hamming it up a little bit.
Yeah, but.
All of a sudden, look, he's going to be like the Blake Griffin.
Uh-huh.
Like, you didn't dunk at Brooklyn for 2 years.
I know.
And first game, no, you get a win.
Detroit or whatever.
Yeah, Detroit. Now, yeah, that's what I meant.
Now in Brooklyn, it's like, oh, man, you're awesome again. I do think that's cool for him, and it's going to be good for his career. So
you'll be absolutely fine. It's just, I'm gonna enjoy watching him work to get reps.
So. I was glad because we didn't need him in Dallas. So I was glad we didn't. Well, we need another.
Would they give up a second rounder?
Second rounder.
What's Jerry doing?
I mean, second rounder's a lot, man. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Second rounder's a lot.
Mm-mm. Not for Julio Jones that you know is faking.
I don't know. We'll see.
Julio Jones is faking, Steve. He's going to dominate.
He'll at least be good.
One more conversation I heard this morning, Perrin and Drew talk about. I just wanted to run it by you really quick. Do you want John Shire or Hubert Davis to be successful coaches at Duke and Carolina?
No. I would love both those programs to suck. What are we talking about?
I'm again, this is one of my words, y'all. The existential crisis. I think I agree with Perrin.
Okay.
I want my ACC to be good.
Well, yeah, I mean.
But I want Duke and Carolina to be good.
But I would rather be at the top of it.
Oh, it has nothing to do with us. Like, it's one of them like, no, I want y'all to beat other people, but I want to beat you. I want them good. I want them bringing in good players. I want them to have a good program. I don't want to bully on Duke and Carolina. I don't want them to suck. I don't want Carolina to look like, what was it, a Daugherty?
Yeah.
I don't.
I mean, I like when brands are good, but yeah. I mean, like, I'm not going to like.
I want Arkansas to be good at football. I want Tennessee.
Wait a minute. That's where you went?
No, I just.
From Duke basketball to Arkansas football?
I want SEC football to be good, too.
Okay, but still, there's an issue here. What in your brain made you go to Arkansas?
Arkansas has so much potential. I mean, they're like South Carolina to me.
At what point do you remember, like, at some point were you growing up?
Bobby. Bobby was getting them ready. They were my dark horses.
Well, yeah, he did have them rolling, but I mean.
Murray. Wait, who was my running backs that end up going to?
McFadden Felix Jones.
Yeah. Like, I like that. Like, I like when South Carolina is good. I like when Arkansas is good. Like, I want the SEC to be good.
It to be good, too. But I'm not like, I mean, I would like to be the best team. I'd like the ACC to now be Louisville and, this school. And Coach Mack has an opportunity here to overtake, overtake some programs here. I mean, Louisville's a program that stood the test of time. What if Duke
was stood the test of hell?
Yeah, like what if Duke isn't Duke, you know, without Coach K? I mean, I don't mind that my kids grow up and ACC is Louisville, so you want Florida them to, State, and Carolina. You know,
you want them to suffer for a couple of years. What?
No, I just want to become the brand. I want the brand. I want Louisville to be the ACC. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want it to be, like I said, Louisville, Wake Forest, and Florida State. Or, you know, that or Louisville. I'm just throwing names out there against the wind at this point. But just, you know, like, I want that to be the what people know as the ACC. I mean, but I agree with you.
I do agree with you
at the crux of it. Like, I do like playing big, especially in college basketball.
Yeah.
In football now, it's like, okay, if Clemson, if you want to fall off the face of the earth, I'm cool with that.
What?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, because in football, one loss just destroys you, you know, or can destroy you. It's. What are we doing here? I've got it down.
Brian, go ahead and play.
But it's like, I feel like the heat is getting hot.
Feels perfect to me, Steve.
Okay. Anyways. So, yeah. Whatever.
Rehab. Louisville fan rehab starting soon. Camp counselors will be One Perrin Johnson.
Okay.
One Ethan Moore. I think Joel would become a good counselor, too. People, I'm telling you, my advice, go to your lady friend, male friend, husband, wife, and tell them one issue at a time. And you can't respond with an issue just because I bring an issue to you. You get that same respect. If you bring an issue to me, one issue at a time. We have to isolate the issues to prevent back and forth arguments. But make sure you hold three fingers up in the air so they know you're serious about this one. And you can kind of point at them if you need to.
I like it.
Don't point. I do hold my three fingers up when I'm really, really serious. So, depends on how serious you are. But some of you might have been already just, you might just already been just bullied so long that there's no recovering. Now, if you're in that position, then just let it go. Middays with Marcus Maybin on 939 The Ville.